This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Aren't a chimpanzee, a spider monkey, an elephant, a tree shrew, a fruit fly, a moose, and an oriental hornet all walk into a bar? That is not the setup to a joke. That is actually the glorious vision I have for our future after scientists revealed that humans are not the only creatures that enjoy getting their drink on. A new study reveals that a diverse group of animals consume alcohol. Turns out that fermented nectar, sap, and fruit attracts, let's just say, the drunks of the natural world. Hence, chimps, spider monkeys, elephants, tree shrews, fruit flies, moose, and oriental hornets could all be your new drinking buddies. Word of advice, make the hornet your designated driver, as apparently they can drink an unlimited amount of booze with no ill effects. The only animal they found that can just absolutely slay alcohol without getting drunk. Now, the same cannot be said for an unnamed British tourist in Thailand. Now, there's not a lot of details about a story other than one, he was in fact drunk. Two, he was completely naked. Three, he fell off of a balcony in his hotel. And four, he was covered in poop. And in spite of all this, he didn't do anything illegal because in Thailand, you could be drunk, naked, and covered in human feces. Now, I've never been to Thailand, but it sounds like my kind of place. Now, as lenient as Thailand might be, airlines, not so keen on you getting hammered and causing problems. A flight to Moscow had to make an emergency landing after a passenger got drunk and started a brawl. And sure, we hear about this kind of amateur crap all the time. But what made his story slightly more interesting is that the drunken idiot in question, he works as, quote, an airline safety instructor. We'll let you do the math on that one. Now, these are just some of the stories we saw. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. And this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the new story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4212. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. The categories today, we have the top 10 airlines in the United States. They compared the 10 largest U.S. airlines of one regional character, which we will give you, across 13 metrics, cost, delays, cancellations, injuries, entertainment options, and legroom. Each airline was given an overall score. So we have the top 10 best airlines in America. Next up, This is nuts. A couple weeks ago was National Nut Day.
Oh, I know.
People love nuts.
Yes, they do.
They really do. So we have the 10 favorite nuts. Are you guys nut eaters?
It depends. Every once in a while. Not often, but when I do, I tend to eat a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't usually turn them down. I you know, if there's a bowl of them somewhere, I'll indulge. I don't go out of my way to go for them, though.
Nuts are my guilty pleasure.
I know this.
I try to not
what
buy
kind,
them.
Kind, though?
All of them. I will eat cashews. I will eat almonds. I will eat peanuts. I will eat pine nuts. I will eat...
You just eat a handful of pine nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not bad.
I got a bag of them at home.
It tastes like wallpaper paste.
I've got salted peanuts at home.
Do you prefer peanuts in or out of the shell?
I prefer them in the shell.
Okay.
I do. I just like the flavor of them better. Not that, look, Planters dry roasted peanuts. That's
spectacular.
That's an animal all to itself.
Right.
I mean, that is, in my mind, the top of the mountain there. But second up is a bag of peanuts. If I'm sitting down watching the Mariners, there's nothing I like more than getting my beer and a bag of peanuts. That's my go-to and any time I go to a baseball game. And by the time that I leave that seat, it looks like you let two-year-olds run your house for about 3 hours. I mean, you've never seen a bigger mess, but I can just sit there and house that thing. So nuts and airlines. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine.
You left pistachios off your list.
Pistachios.
That's a go-to.
Thank you. I have those at home, too.
I was waiting for you to say them. You never said them.
No.
It's very upsetting.
And as far as the almonds, I'll do the smokehouse. I'll do the bold. I'll do the wasabi.
That's been, I'm going to say, last 10 or 15 years, where we've said, you know what, man, take any product that already exists and then, quote unquote, blast it with flavor, right? So when we were growing up, there was no wasabi anything. There was you might have smoked, but it didn't taste like smoke the way it does now.
Yeah.
You know, so were you still into all of these nuts before the flavor blast generation
came along? I was, yes.
All right, okay.
Some are better than others. I don't like raw almonds or unseasoned almonds.
Unseasoned, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Basically, the ones that are the healthiest for you are the ones that I don't enjoy.
The healthiest version of anything typically tastes the worst.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's just a fact of life.
It's just like you got to bake them or something, and then the salt doesn't stick. It sucks. So we got nuts. We got airlines coming up with your guess is as good
Which,
as
oddly mine. Enough, they don't serve nuts on airlines anymore. It used to be, man, if you liked peanuts and you got on a flight going anywhere, as a fact, you got a deck of cards, you got a bag of peanuts.
Right.
That was it.
And,
guaranteed.
A bonus, if you happen to listen to the show today on the Odyssey app, download it. It's absolutely free. Here's what you get. You get an unedited stream of the show, which you already know if you've been listening earlier to the program. So you get the one that's not been edited or censored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what you also get is a chance to win $5,000 a day as we're still falling into 5K a day. All you have to do is listen for 1 hour. Be sure to be signed in, and it's just that easy. You're registered to win. You can do that every single day.
Seriously, legitimately. And I openly admit, I know very little about what happens around the station. And if you talk to the brass, like, we tell you as little as we have to.
Yeah.
How long are we giving away $5,000? Because I'm starting to actually believe we do this until we run out of money.
Another week. I believe it is another week.
Was that it?
That we have 5K a day.
I'm starting to get into this.
But you don't have to listen to the whole show. We're not going to punish you. We're on for 4 hours. All you need to do is listen for 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then you're entered to win $5,000.
And here's another. You don't even have to. You can hit mute. I don't think they know that. Like, you honestly don't
Turn
have to listen
out.
To us.
Yeah, sit there in a meeting.
Everyone in my life tunes me out. I expect you to be no different. So just have it on.
Flinagle your way into that thing, right?
There's somebody who's using that tactic that wants to kill you right now.
Guaranteed.
Hey, you win 5K. Who cares?
Shut up.
That's coming from our corporate. That didn't even affect us here in Seattle. You know, they got the big money in Philadelphia. They just fly it out to us, and then we give it to the winners.
One envelope at a time. They fly it out. That's true.
Doesn't hurt our budget or our bottom line. That's why we had stickers on Saturday at the Raven Brewing facility up there for our Ola Days Porter Party. And thank you for everybody that came up.
Yeah.
That was a great night, man. It really was. Man, I tell you what. We had a lot of rain this weekend. We had a lot of rain this. Man, there was a point in time there where it was pouring. It was the perfect evening to sit down and have a delicious porter beer. And I'm telling you what, the beer is fantastic. That was our first chance to try it. Talked to Castle a little bit earlier today. They are working on the list of the locations. I believe they are going to be in limited release from everything I understand. Only available on draft. It's first come, first serve. When that keg's gone, that keg's gone.
And do yourself a favor. At least try a pint of it. It was really...
Yeah.
Really, and the thing is, I found out, so one of the guys that I carpooled with, a guy named Sweets that works there, said, hey, man, have you tried the beer? He's like, no. He's like, they literally kegged it Thursday. So he said, the guys that are brewing it, they're swearing by it because they're back, quality control purposes. So he's like, they all love it, but he's trying it with us, and It was fantastic.
That was a truly delicious beer.
And by the way, quick shout out to Bo, who runs the joint, because Bo, he shows up and walks up to me, takes a look at the Porter Party, Porta Potty.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, man, I didn't know anything about this. I got like an email from Castle on Thursday that says, hey, we're dropping off an Esser in your parking lot. And he said, I just kind of shrugged my shoulders and said, I know it's something stupid you guys did on the show. So I just said, whatever.
Yes.
So he was actually happy to see what it was, the Porter Party.
And
Porter
thanks to Brian Foote and the guys at Honey Bucket. They all stopped by, man. They drank beers with us. They hung out most of the night.
But they guarded their Porter Potty, man. That is where they were. You don't mess with their Honey Bucket. You understand what I'm saying? These guys. And by the way, I have to bring it into work. It's sitting in the car now. The box of Honey Bucket swag.
Oh, yes. Oh, I want a hat. I know Mike, you got one.
Trucker caps.
Yeah.
Actual little foam rubber turds. I don't know why that makes me happy.
You're kidding me.
Dude.
Oh, see those,
no, I didn't see any.
You're really? Stress ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just squeeze the pill.
Squeeze the turd, man.
Hard take.
And then I felt bad. We had nothing to give him in return.
Just squeezing out an S.
Yeah.
But it was it was a great night. The beer's fantastic. As soon as we get to locations, hopefully we'll get one that's close to you so you can go out and get a draft. Help our friends at the three local Fisher houses.
Yeah.
But thanks to Black Raven in Woodinville once again for hosting this, for making the beer, for putting on a wonderful night. Thank you if you happen to have a chance to come up. More pictures were taken of a Honey Bucket than they were of anything going on during the entire party. So if you happen to be cruising online there to see how the party went down, you're going to see a lot of pictures of a porta potty.
And there's some interesting things you learn about your coworkers in moments like this. So inside of the porta party porta potty was a skeleton, right? And it had these glowing red eyes, and I made mention to our promotions director, Kayla. I said, man, because we have a skeleton here, just floats around the office. I said, I didn't know that his eyes lit up. She goes, oh, no, that one's mine from home.
Oh.
I had no more further questions. I said, all right. Yeah, so she has
She did a great job.
She did.
And it was a wonderful time. So thank you guys if you had a chance to stop by. I know for a fact, based on the amount of beer we drank up there, that you definitely helped the Fisher House. And keep in mind, every time you buy the Men's Room IPA from Black Raven, it does the same thing.
Right.
So if you're out there shopping around for beer, it is in the bright yellow can. I know for a fact I saw it in Fred Meyer the other day.
Nice.
And I know we were in Safeway first, but as far as the Kroger brands of the world, the QFCs, the Fred Meyer, we are now infiltrating those places with a bright yellow can as well.
Infiltrating. You make it sound like we personally have stashed a six-pack.
Well,
see if
look, there was different beer there before they put ours.
Yeah, so, sure.
We definitely took someone's slot. So,
well.
If you get a chance, pick up the beer and help the three local Fisher houses.
Today is the day also that we do our random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, George.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Random.
Hello, George.
Hey, George.
How are you, George?
Challenge, man. You know, it's the story of my life. No one wants to hear me.
Yeah. I've been married, too. Don't worry about it.
All right, George.
Let's go with this one. And not that anybody got this way at the party on Saturday night. Everyone was very well behaved and had a great time.
I was until later, apparently.
But how drunk did you get? And what was the situation in the event?
How drunk did I get where?
Exactly.
You name it.
That's the one we're looking for. The worst.
Oh, God. Oh, the worst?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I've been around for a while. I'm about to be 60, so I mean...
Well, what is one that you can share?
Okay, Steve got drunk one night at a beer party we were doing and fell and broke his wrist as well.
Yeah.
I mean, just situationally, things happen when you're
it's. But the thing is, I'd take my daughter, second or third birthday, I don't remember, but they broke in wrist, sat through Disney on Ice, which I felt like was karmic retribution.
And you hadn't even got a cast on or anything yet.
No, I hadn't gotten to the hospital yet because her birthday was the next day. I had to go to work.
Man.
Went to Disney on Ice, which, dear God, that's a long, horrible thing. It's great if you're a kid, sucks as an adult. Then finally.
Yeah, but I mean, hospital. I broke a wrist before. And to put it off kind of sucks. Probably the most current kind of thing like that would have been, a couple of winters ago, I guess. You know, I had a neighbor. They were getting ready to move. I live over on the north end, Oak Harbor, kind of out. I don't know, somewhere out in the boonies between Deception Pass and Oak Harbor.
All right.
Anyway, my neighbor was selling. They were selling their place, moving into town because they, I don't know. We had a little get-together, and someone made some cookies. And I ate a cookie, and had a couple beers, a couple shots of tequila, and then I found out about the cookies. Didn't think too much about it. Had another half a cookie. A little while later, found myself laying on my back on the frosty grass, you know, probably about 1 o'clock in the morning. Looking at the stars, you know, because I couldn't go in the house yet. I was pretty lit. Didn't want to go in and have the wife look at me and go, oh, my God, dude. Again.
Yeah, well, do you think it would be better if she found you out late in the grass looking up at the stars going, George, what are you doing out here? It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, she didn't know I was on my way home because I was next door, and we probably lived. They moved. But, yeah, I mean, our place is probably 150, 200 yards apart.
And, oh, well, you made it that far, at least.
Well, I made it down to my garden.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And my neighbor, he was like, hey, man, I got to get up in the morning and catch a flight. He goes, don't go to sleep out here, right? And I'm like, no, man, I ain't going to go to sleep. He goes, I don't want to drive by here on my way to the airport and see you laying out here. And so I did. I forced myself to get up, go in the house. And, of course, you know. You go in, it gets hot. And, should have stayed outside.
Yeah, anyway, so you threw up all over everything.
Not all over everything. I mean, right. I went in the bathroom. And
yeah, well, no, the heat is a recipe for the spins. It's a recipe for, I mean, it
absolutely.
Oh, man. That's why. Yeah, I mean, and that's why I didn't want to go in the first place.
Sure.
You know, because my buddy, he was like, George, I'm going to walk you home, you know. Oh, and I pulled a tooth over in his yard that night, too.
Okay, well, okay, well, that pretty well answers the question, yeah.
Yeah, the wife's not going to be happy.
You, fresh air goes a long way. Taking a little walk, if you can, goes a long way.
Why is that, man? Just, you know,
it's hard for your body to take the heat, I think, because it's so hot from the inside.
But just like early in my drinking days, you know, you'd sit at the bar and you felt like you're doing okay. And then as soon as you stood up from the bar stool, had to go to the bathroom or go outside, your world came to a crash again.
I've woken up many nights in an air-conditioned apartment, curled around the toilet on the tile floor because that was, in fact,
right.
Because the water in the toilet was cold.
You're like the opposite of a lizard. Yeah, I need the coldest spot.
This is the only air conditioning we've got. Reason we asked, how drunk did you get? The man said he was extremely drunk when he returned to his room from the red light district in the early hours of the morning in Pattaya. Groans and banging was later heard coming from the 51-year-old's room at the Freelancer Hotel. Staff didn't think anything of it. It was only when his legs crashed through the ceiling of an adjacent internet cafe after he plunged from the balcony, they realized something was amiss. Shock gamers called police as the naked holidaymaker, believed to be from Blackburn, cried for help with his legs dangling from the floorboards. Pictured showed him being guided to an ambulance while covered up in a blanket, taken to the hospital with some minor injuries. So officers, obviously, they checked the room where they discovered excrement smeared across the floor. Police said, we have some ideas about what he was doing in the room.
What are they?
But we're not sure. It wasn't really illegal.
What do they think?
But they said, look, it's his private life. He's going to have to speak with the hotel to negotiate the bill. He didn't.
Which I think's fair. I do like that move. But if you're a cop and you find, all right, dude's drunk, he's naked. Those two things go together. He is covered in poop and there's poop smeared all over the floor. What is your theory? What happened?
Well, the problem is there was about 20 people in that cafe and they were gamers and they were playing games.
Yeah.
All right. He said, one guy said, I was sitting playing game downstairs, and I heard the first thump, and I didn't think much of it. After a while, there was another thump, and then the ceiling, it started to break more, and then the legs came down right on top of my head. So I called the staff. After a while, it seemed like the ceiling was starting to sink. I was shocked, so I ran up to look. I smelled him, but I thought it was a broken water pipe or something. Turns out it was the guy.
God, man.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
KISW proudly presents Live Night, Showbox Soto, Friday night, December 13th. What could possibly go wrong?
What indeed?
Well, our show normally has some errors.
Just like glitches.
Glitches. You know. Because everything's live. I will be there live. Daily Mix Show will be live. All the sound effects you hear, all the music from the commercials, the reads to the commercials, every single thing that we do will be live. You'll be a part of our live studio audience. I'll bring a friend and prove how stupid you are playing a little big dummy with us.
Have we conducted a flawless live day yet, live night yet?
We've had successful ones, but flawless is a big word.
Yeah. I feel like at some point somebody's in the bathroom when they're supposed to read a commercial, or we have somebody in a band who's not on stage when they're ready to go.
Or not being able to keep your stuff together. There was a reason that some of the funniest moments on SNL are not scripted. Right. When people cannot hold it together. I think Jimmy Fallon built a career off that.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you look at the Carol Burnett show, if you're that old, you remember Harvey Korman and Tim Conway just absolutely not being able to keep anything together during half of their skits because they were so funny that they couldn't hold it together. Those are some of the most golden moments. That's why live is often entertaining at times.
Yeah, that's why I like to go off script. Yeah. Right? It makes everyone a little uncomfortable, but you're laughing.
Right. Yeah.
And you know everyone's mad at you. All the people in the know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Like, they're kind of irritated, but they're laughing. I'm just like, oh, that was on purpose.
It's live. It's live radio theater. Yeah. And to be honest with you, that happens very few and far between in our industry. Wait, don't tell me. They do a live show on NPR, but other than that, man, I mean, there's not a lot of chances to be able to go out there on a high wire and do the show live in front of it. It'd be one thing if we just did the show in front of a studio audience. We're broadcasting this.
Yeah.
So as far as the people to pay, everything, the commercials, all that stuff needs to be done. It needs to be done right. And with you a part of the show, who knows what the hell's going to happen. So definitely get yourself a ticket now. It's a Friday night. You must be 21 years or older. We're happy to be going down to Showbox Soto for the first time doing live day. So hopefully you can join us.
To answer the question, somebody on the text line ask a question that I bet a lot of people are asking. Is Live Night going to be streamed or on 99.9? Yes, it is. Yes. And I'll be honest with you.
It's live day, but it's technically at night.
I did not think it was going to be. I thought it'd be something they'd record and put somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so I had a different mindset of some of the things we would do. Yeah. Cass was like, no, bro, this is being broadcast. So I scrapped 90% of the ideas I had. Didn't even bring them up.
Is that why you showed up the way that you did last year?
Yeah.
Don't worry, this thing ain't Aaron. We're fine. No, it is.
I'll find out who stupid you are with a little big dummy. Bring someone who like thinks you're an idiot and prove them wrong. But we're going to have a great night. So join us there. KISW.com has all the details of the tickets. I know they've got some VIP packages and other stuff. So it's all there for you. Okay, today is the day of the random question. Question 206-803.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Emmett. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola, Emmett.
All right, Emmett, what do we have for you? Okay, whether it was a person, an animal, whatever the deal is, what in your lifetime is the most memorable thing that has bit you?
The most memorable thing that has bit me?
Yes. I got bit at a show by a woman who was backstage, and she would not stop biting me.
At Showbox Soto, where life night will be happy.
Yes. That will not happen. Friday night, December 13th. But that was the last time I seriously had been bitten by anything. Both other than my cat. My cat almost took my nose off one night. He was up in my... Oh, God, that was terrible.
I think the last thing that bit me was a child. Like, well, my children were super young. Like, just one of their, I don't know, 2-3-year-old friends. You know, the bitey ones?
Yeah.
They weren't being mean. They just thought it was funny. But it's like... And I don't know how to react when it's not your kid. Like, you can't just take your hand back and slap them off, you know? But it's like, dude, stop biting me. This is weird.
I actually have a pretty funny story about that. So I was, when I was a little kid, we had this little Rottweiler. I must have been, maybe 10 or 11, something like that. And I had always heard, you know, if a dog bites you, you bite him back, and he bit me. And so I went down and I bit him on the ear. And the dog yelped, and mom comes in. She goes, what the F was that? And I go, well, he bit me. So I bit him back. And she goes, why would you do that? And I said, I always heard that if a dog bites you, you bite him back. You assert dominance.
You're telling your mom
that, does that work with a Rottweiler?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. You're lucky you didn't get your face taken off.
I don't know. I think when you express it back, it's kind of understood. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we can go tit for tat if this is how it's going to be. Right?
All right.
Especially okay. And I'd always heard that. I never did that. I don't think I've ever
been. You ever been
a
with
dog.
A biter? I never thought to bite him back.
What do you mean? Yeah. Dog or person?
No, person.
Yeah.
But I never thought, I'm going to bite this person back now.
No. It's just what she was into.
That's me too.
All right, dude. Yeah. If that's what you want to do, just, you know, make solid judgment where you're going to clamp the teeth down.
Right.
And that will be okay.
Random.
Hello, Jess. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. I'm going to give you the same question, Jess. What has bit you?
When I went to Pennsylvania, this was some, I don't know, six years ago. I was I'm not familiar with the area. I was just hanging out with some friends, and we wanted to take our friend's dog. Well, he was like an off-leash dog, and it was like a pretty big area of property. I had never even, I mean, I know what ticks are, but never been bit by one before. But this thing like burrowed in. I didn't even notice it till the next day.
That's the thing about a tick. You don't really know they're on you and what they're doing until you find it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was so weird, though, because the next morning, so I was in the bathroom, you know, just getting cleaned up, went and washed my hair and all that, and I was like, huh, I must have hatched, like, a new freckle or something, and I was like, wait, it has legs, and it's moving. Yeah, it was gnarly, but I know you're not supposed to pull them out, but I did anyway, and I was like, ah!
Well, as long as you got the head out.
Did you immediately know it was a tick, or did you have to piece it together?
Well, I mean, I knew that there were ticks in that, I guess, in that area, but it was daylight. I thought that was more of like a nighttime thing or something. And yeah, it was kind of scary, but thankfully no Lyme disease or anything, right?
Well, if that ever happens to you again, if you're ever in a situation where you find a tick like that on you, one of the best things you can do is seriously cover that entire tick in mayonnaise, because then it can't breathe.
And fry it up in the pan.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. And it'll let go because
it can't breathe.
It can't breathe. So once you suffocate it will completely take itself out of you. So when you remove it,
it's like burn it with a match head or blow out the match and then burn it out.
Well, the problem. So the question is, Miles said, you want to get the head out of your body. So you can burn off the body, but if the head is still under your skin,
it's still releasing all the disease and all the crap that it's carrying.
I didn't know that we were in. I was still living in Baltimore at the time, and I had this big ass shepherd, right? Wonderful dog, but had big ears, and he kept scratching at his ear. And we'd gone camping maybe 2 weeks before that. So the dog comes up to me, and I'm kind of rubbing his big head. And I notice, it turns out later, we find out it was a tick, but I didn't know it then. It looked, because its legs weren't out. So it looked like this bean.
Okay.
It's kind of attached to his ear, so I knew it wasn't a bean. Obviously, he has some weird growth going on. A guy that lived two apartments below me, who I'd gone camping with, awesome dude, right? From Puerto Rico, so everything was like a chef. Because back then, I was a chef, so he called it a chef. Loved talking to this guy, but... I'm like, Omar, man, what do you think this thing is on the dog? And he's like, oh, man, that's a tick. But again, looking at it, there's no legs. I'm like, man, it's got to be something else. He's like, watch this, man.
There's no way underneath there.
So he takes a pair of tweezers and just kind of squeezes it, not real hard, but like squeezes the butt of the tick. And these legs come out almost, it freaked me the F out. I was just like, ew, man. So he's like, he thought it was great. So he's like, okay, man, look, we're going to get this tick out of your dog's head. So we're trying to tug it first. That's not working. And obviously the dog's kind of like, all right, man, same thing you said. Hey, man, you got any mayonnaise? And I'm not tracking with him. So I'm like, yeah, Omar, I got mayonnaise, brother. What does this have to do? Because I think he's going to show me some weird dish he ate back in the homeland or something. He's like, we're going to suffocate him, man. I'm like, with mayonnaise? He's like, trust me. He was all about this. I thought it was kind of gross because, again, this dog had big-ass ears, so it was easy to see. But slathered the dog's ears with mayonnaise, waited maybe 2 minutes, and it's just so gross watching this thing. It's not like they just pop out, right?
Right.
It's this slow way it pulls itself out, but it's under the mayonnaise. So, like, my stomach's turning watching all this. And he gets the tweezers, and Omar's fascinated. He's looking at this mayonnaise-covered tick like, oh, man. This is so awesome, man. I'm like, it's not. So I gave him a jar. He took the tick home.
Yeah.
Because that was Omar. I'm this, like, dude, fine.
I pissed off every one of my friends at Boy Scouts. We went on about 12-day, I've told the story before, a canoeing trip in Canada. Now, one of the bags you pack is basically your kitchen. And that kitchen is responsible for feeding 12 people for the entire week. That includes all your pots and pans, everything you need, all the food supplies, blah, 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 blah. I stepped in about a foot of silt mud. Because we're in the middle of a big storm, and there was an island in the middle of the lake. So we just jetted it toward that island, number one, because the mosquitoes are less
right.
in this area of Canada. When you're on the mainland, man, it's a different story. They're still bad on the island, not nearly as bad. We decided we're going to camp out on this island. As soon as I stepped out of the canoe to pull the canoe in, I fell into silt mud. We pitch the tents, we do all the things, we get the tarp set up so we can start making dinner, all these different things. I go to rinse off the mud for my legs and realize I am covered in leeches. Now, I had about five of them on me, or six, I believe. And back to the theory of mayonnaise. Now, leeches are a lot bigger, first of all. And much like a slug, they can appear very small, but when you go to put mayonnaise on them, or whatever the deal is, they will expand. They'll get as big as they can.
Yeah.
All we had was the country crock butter, because you don't have to refrigerate it, but that was in the kitchen bag, right? The camping bag for the food. You need butter because you're making drop biscuits with Bisquick. There's certain dishes that, you know, you just need a little butter so the fish doesn't taste like ass after right. you catch it. All these different things. The majority of that butter from that country crock tub was used to cover up the leeches on my body to release them, which in hindsight, not a bad thing. 2 days go down the road, I'm glad to have these things off me. But now everything tastes like crap.
Because so everyone's mad at you for having the leeches on your legs?
But that was the one thing that, like, you put the right. stuff was sticking into pans and stuff because I used all the country crock to get the leeches off my body. So there was a butter shortage.
I mean, I'd
so
be pissed too, but I'd get it. All right, let me ask you this, all right? Of all the different things that have bitten you, what's been the worst? Like, I've been bitten by a cat, and it sucks, but the cat's not trying to kill me, so it hurts, but they let go. I've not been bitten by a dog. My brother's been bitten by every dog that's ever existed on this earth. We've all been bitten by mosquitoes. You've had leeches. You've had ticks. For my money, I can't even explain it. It's not like it's going to kill you, the pain, but a horsefly.
Oh, those are terrible.
When that thing bites you, it's just, it makes you angry.
It's painful.
It freaking hurts. You know, it's not ripping you apart like a dog.
You know, it takes a chunk out of you.
But no, it does.
It definitely takes a chunk out of you.
See, I'm on the same level with ants. I don't know.
Really?
Oh, dude, I hate it. They're just those little redheaded guys. And the same thing. It's not going to kill you. You're going to be fine. But the problem is I don't know how many of them. They're always little redheaded ants. And you don't know how many of them are on there. Yeah. They're, you know, I grew up in Eden Claws. They're common out there. But, you know, they'll walk up on your shoes like on a summer day or something like that. There'll be like three or four of them that just end up on your shoes. And then they're climbing all over the place. Then they'll just make their way up your leg. And then they'll just bite into you.
Yeah, we had carpenter ants when I lived in Rochester. And they're big and hard, right? Because, well, they eat wood. But sure. I think I only got like pinched by them maybe twice. It kind of sucked. It wasn't the worst. The thing that freaked me out, because we knew they were all over the house. It was a wood house, whatever. No big deal. But I'd get up each morning before school. You take a shower. And now my afro back in the day. And I would probably comb four or five now dead ants out of my hair. So what bothered me is just that I realize when I'm sleeping on my bed and my head is laying on the pillow, there's ants climbing through my hair at night.
Reason we asked, what has bit you? A shark bit a surfer in Maui on Friday and severed his leg. The man, 61, was surfing at a park on Friday morning when a shark bit him. Police officers arrived at the scene. They first tried to control the bleeding with tourniquets. His right leg completely severed just below the knee. He was alert while being treated on shore, then taken to Maui Memorial Medical Center in critical condition. He said he did not see the shark approach. They did close the beach and the park, and then they closed all the beaches 1 mile each way of the area where he was bit. Officials warned people, stay out of the water. This included everybody who was on vacation and whatever that at Kanapali and all those areas to the north of the beach. Public warning to stay out of the water for a mile in each direction happened as of Saturday at noon. Maui Fire and Ocean Safety officials, they were patrolling the waters trying to find the shark. State officials provided, they're in the water. There were no details provided on what kind of shark. This story does not end as well, and not good for me either. A wildlife conservationist and YouTuber known as South Africa's Steve Irwin. He died over the weekend, a month after being bitten by a venomous snake. USA Today reports that Graham Dingo Dinkelman, who was 44, had been in an induced coma in intense care from anaphylactic shock since he was attacked in September. They pointed the finger at a toxic green mamba snake. That was the culprit. In a post shared to the African Reptiles and Venom Facebook page, which I'm sure you're friends with.
Of course.
His wife noted that her spouse died on Saturday despite his strength and resilience. He went through an incredibly hard, difficult period and did not make it. Christy remembered her late husband, a former investment banker. He became the owner of a reptile park. He didn't want to do the banking thing anymore. So he started doing that. He was also on Discovery Channel. He was a manager of breeding programs of endangered reptiles and amphibians. It was truly his love, and his family was always behind him and his drive and passion. He said, the reason I've been put on the face of this earth is to help people to connect with animals. And I've always believed that we need to convert the unconverted to reach people who absolutely have no experience with nature and wildlife. Either way, it was his passion that caused him to get too close to that green mamba snake that happened.
Now, again, that's where I think you're safe, right? You are going on safari. You will be in South Africa. Okay.
I will be in a tent.
The difference is, you don't go around poking these things, right? You know what I'm saying?
They are there.
They are there, but you have to go F with them, as he did, for this thing to then have a response to you being there. So, I mean, a snake can be there, but if you walk up, if you see a green mamba, and then you grab a snake, and you slap it, and you tell people, come here, look what it does, A, they're going to see what it does, which is strike you, put venom inside of you, and kill your ass. But I'm like, don't do that.
I've read about how it happens. Because, of course, as soon as I read the story over the weekend, I'm like, hey, What does this happen in practical life, in applications?
Mm-hmm.
And the three people that, besides this Dinkelman guy, that have been
That'd be Dingo Dinkelman.
That have been bit, were sleeping at the time. Snakes need heat. They are attracted to heat. Once they get under the covers, they try to coil up and get close to you. Now, you roll over and move, that is when the snake will attack you.
Okay, don't roll over.
That's what I'm...
sleep perfectly still. Just Gomer, sleep Gomer perfectly still.
Right on my back.
That's right, man. Learn that from Gomer Pyle. He never got bitten by a green mamba.
People were bit in their sleep. They rolled over. Damn. They rolled over onto the snake. They disturbed the snake while it was sleeping. You know, whatever the deal was. Like, stop your snoring. Zap.
They grow up, or they wake up like Castle.
Pretty much.
Violently.
More of the random question on the way, 206-803-ROCK.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.